I'd like to ask you a few questions about Dattle Cape Magic. Most of your works are partly autobiographical, and the protagonist of the book, Jack, is a screenwriter, mm-hmm. and he's also a teacher, mm-hmm. just like you. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you whether or not it's necessary for you to give part of you in your books, or reveal yourself in a certain way.
Who was it that said we should always write on the slant? Somebody said, never too much straightforward, never too. There are some similarities between me and Jack, certainly, mm-hmm. And that's there are similarities between me and actually most of the characters. In order to write about them, I have to understand them, which uh-huh. means that to some extent, I am them. Even when I write about an 80-year-old nun, as I did in one of my short stories, I felt some connection to her that makes that character as much me as her. But with Jack, he I don't teach anymore, but I did for a long time. I write screenplays from time to time, but and during the time I was writing this novel, both of my daughters were getting married. so there were several autobiographical or several similarities anyway between the main character and the author. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, where the slant comes in is that Jack had very different experiences, I think, both in the classroom as a teacher and as a screenwriter than I've had. Jack has been, I think, a fairly unlucky screenwriter in the sense that he's never really had the option, he's never really had an opportunity to work with good people. I don't know whether he's a particularly good screenwriter. I think he's probably not. To judge from other aspects of his character, mm-hmm. but he's gotten caught up in a world of writing kind of crappy third-rank TV movies, and he's always written with a partner who likes to chase various kinds of deals, and for one reason or another, he's never really made much of a success of his screenwriting, which is why he gave it up, and also because he felt that screenwriting was not allowing his greatest potential as a writer mm-hmm. to come out. And so he yearns to be a real writer. I've never felt that way particularly. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible to do really good work in both areas as a novelist and as a screenwriter. The other thing too is that Jack, I think, because both of his parents were teachers and academics, he comes to teaching with a lot of baggage. Does he want to be the kind of teacher his father was, who his father was lazy and would read long students' essays and write at the bottom of them, could be better, giving no time, no energy. His mother was much more rigorous and demanding and snobbish. And so Jack comes in not knowing what kind of teacher to be. When I was a teacher, I think I was a pretty good teacher, but I also didn't have any of that. I wasn't trailing any of that baggage of my parents having been teachers. My mother, she would want me to tell you, was not the mother in this book, was not an academic. and so Jack's parents and of course mine were very different sorts of people. So there's some of Jack in there. There are some parallels between Jack and me. But if he were any closer to me, I would feel awkward. I need to feel that there's, even when I'm drawing on certain aspects of my own experience, I need there to be enough difference between the person that I'm writing about and me, so that I don't feel like every morning when I get up to write, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At some point, Jack explains his problems that you were talking about, creating screenplays and actually adapting his own life into a screenplay. And the narrator says he hoped to capture what it felt to be impossibly happy and miserable at the same time, to be helped in the grip of powerful new emotions you couldn't understand, but when he read over what he'd written, it all felt wrong. He wanted readers to fall in love with the Brownings, as he had, but as written, they felt like TV sitcom family, especially Peter. Mm-hmm. Is it something that you sometimes experience, the fact of feeling that something is wrong, that you have failed to capture an emotion or a moment?
I mean, it happens all too frequently. It's particularly difficult because when something is wrong, when you feel it's badly wrong, when it feels, as Jack feels in that story, that you've missed something important, and that what you've written resembles something more like what you see on TV or in the movies, that it doesn't have the ring of truth of your own experience mm-hmm. in it, I think usually one of two things has gone wrong. Either you've made a technical mistake, and that's the good news, if it's a technical mistake, then you can figure out what that is and change it and get it to where you need it to be to have that ring of truth. If it's that you've chosen to write it in the third person, for instance, and it really needs to be in the first person, mm-hmm. then you're never going to get there until you figure that out. Until you put it in the right point of view, the story is never going to work. And so sometimes there's a technical explanation for what you've failed to do. More horrifyingly, as is the case with Jack's story here, the problem isn't technical at all. The problem is part of your own character. And I've had both kinds of errors happen in my own fiction, but for Jack, I think, the reason he can't write the story is that there's something wrong with him that's preventing him from understanding the story that he wants so desperately to tell. Mm-hmm. Because in the story, he wants to write this simple story about a boyhood friendship, a kind of innocent boyhood love. And the parents in the story keep intruding, and they keep messing things up. Well, that's exactly what's happened in Jack's life. Mm-hmm. And he's never understood that, the fact that his parents have been intruding. They want somehow to get into the center of things, and he's always pushed them aside, as if he can live his life as though they didn't exist. And he can't write the story until the very end of the book, because he hasn't this character defect has prevented him from seeing the truth of the story that he wanted to write.
I think that some of your novels were adapted into films or TV series, mm-hmm. and of course you've written screenplays yourself. Mm-hmm. What's different between writing a novel and writing for TV or writing for the cinema?
I think that there are just fewer tools. When you write a screenplay, it's mostly dialogue, and you put characters in motion. Mm-hmm. So those are really the two principal elements, and you get to do a couple of other things too in small amounts. But a novelist has to spend a lot of time bringing the world to life, describing the room that the characters are in, describing the real world, describing physical objects. No point in doing that in a screenplay. The camera's going to catch what it catches, and a novelist has to spend a lot of time in his characters. On his characters' inner lives, what do they think? What do they fear? What brings them joy? All of that has to be articulated in the narrative. In a screenplay, it's pointless to do any of that because the camera can't see it anyway. No matter how brilliant you are at evoking what a character's inner life, you just wouldn't do it. The camera can't see it. You have to bring that to light through what the character says and what he does. So for me, writing a screenplay is a little bit like cheating, because my strengths as a novelist are in dialogue and just letting characters behave, letting their behavior speak for them. Mm-hmm. So the two principal tools of a screenwriter happen to be the things that come easiest to me. When I go back to writing a novel, to me, it's both wonderful and also daunting. because I have to open up that toolbox again. And instead of using just one or two or three tools, mm-hmm. I have the whole array of tools in the toolbox, some of which I'm not quite as proficient with as others, but will be needed at some point in the construction of something like a novel. The novel writing to me is much more complex. There are more moving parts, and therefore a little bit more demanding.
This reflection on novel writing and script writing that's in the novel made me think about a statement by Milan Kundera, uh-huh. which I wanted to read to you. He said, I quote, the present era grabs everything that we have ever written in order to transform it into films, TV programs, or cartoons. What is essential in a novel is precisely what you can only express in a novel, and so every adaptation contains nothing but the non-essential. Would you agree with that?
I agree that they are two very, very different forms. I disagree that the only thing that can be captured on film is non-essential. From my own experience, when film works, it's never going to be the same medium, and it's never going to have access to all of the same things that novels have. Mm. But it can be brilliant, and when it's brilliant, it's certainly not inessential.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.